Welcome to Off Camera with Ella Chang,
Avery Cohen,
and Vivi Shade. This is our podcast where we talk about all things entertainment.
Today's episode is all about dystopian movies such as The Maze Runner and Divergent. Okay, so first we should talk about Maze Runner.
Okay, I haven't watched it in a while.
I really like that movie.
Yeah, me too. No, me too. I was like obsessed with it in like sixth grade. I just recently watched it because I refused to watch it after I watched The Hunger Games. I don't know why. I just refused to watch it. But then my friend made me watch it, so. But it was really good.
I remember one day I, like, sat down and watched all three of them.
I watched.
One sitting.
I watched them on the plane because I was, like, kind of bored.
You can get Maze Runner on the plane?
Yeah, you, like, download it.
Yeah, you download it on your, like, Prime Video, Hulu. Yeah.
I watched, like, The Maze Runner, the first one, like, months ago. And then I just now watched the third one, like, a couple weeks ago, so.
Well, I read like all the books, and then.
Yeah, I probably should have done that first, but it's fine.
The books were like first. No, the books were better. To me, the books are better. Like they did, like the movies. Like
that's like always.
Well, like the movies don't like. Yeah. They follow like the main, like the first book.
Like the main point, but they don't like.
Yeah, like the summer I turned pretty.
Oh my god!
I haven't read those either.
So. No, but like the first Maze Runner book. And the first Maze Runner movie match up, but then the Scorch Trials and the Death Cure, completely different. Like, I don't even know what book they're reading. It wasn't the same one I was reading. Tell you that.
Yeah, that's how, like, it always is with these, like, types of books.
But yeah. I really like the plot. Like, it was, like, good. I liked Teresa a lot when she, like, came.
Yeah. Teresa came in the second one. Them,
so yeah. Right? No, then she kind of got on my nerves later.
She came, like, halfway through.
Like, I liked her at the beginning, but then I really didn't like her.
No, yeah. And I thought...
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to reach. She's the only girl, but, like, still. Yeah.
I, like, shipped her and Thomas, but then my friend who made me watch her was like, no, ew, because she, like, betrayed them. But in the end,
okay, have you seen, like,
together,
the ship edits
but then
of,
she,
like,
died.
Have you seen the ship edits of, like, Newt and Thomas?
Yeah.
What is it called? It's, like, there's a ship name. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, Nudimus?
Yeah.
It's something like that. Yeah. I never shipped them. I always shipped,
Same.
No, but I think there's,
but is it, like, Newt is it, like,
who?
I love Newt.
Newt
was
yourself?
My favorite. Yeah, he was my favorite
was it
character.
Like,
no,
was it...
Thomas. I always thought Thomas was cuter than Newt.
Oh, so much cuter. I didn't like Newt.
I don't get why people like
Newt. I don't.
He looks like a little...
Yeah, that's what I was
like. He looks like a little kid.
No, 30 years old and he looks 16.
It's true. Insane.
But like,
and he was in the Queen's Gambit and he had a mustache and it really ruined the whole
look. Oh, yeah. It was so bad. I could not.
The whole look. I could not. Like, no, because like my grandma was into the Queen's Gambit, so I had watched like bits with her. And it was like sometimes watching The Maze Runner.
She was so in then, it? Is that
it was on the little,
no,
like, you
Newt
know,
was in it.
Oh, God.
I watched The Queen's Gambit on TikTok, did a little short.
Oh, I love those.
No, you did not.
I love those. I watch those all the time. Yeah. About,
I get
like,
so
the 911 show.
Yeah.
Where, yeah,
oh,
I
get so
those
sucked.
And
like, that's my algorithm.
Same. Mm-hmm. I just, like, watch it. Yeah. Were the, like, the ships, were they serious? Or was it, like, a joke? For the Nudimus.
No, like, it was, like, serious. Like, people, like, edit at him. Okay, wait.
But they actually wanted them to...
And then in Scorch Trials, when they, like... escape.
What did they do? Oh, that's when Teresa betrays them.
Yeah,
right?
Well, they escape the maze and then they have to, like, oh, but then the little kid the little kid dies.
I love Chuck. Chuck was my favorite
Chuck
character.
Was the best.
He was my favorite character. When he died, it was so sad.
And then Gally, was that
I
his
hated
name?
Gally. Yeah, Gally.
He, like, betrays
the, like, leader.
He, like,
doesn't he die? But then he's like not dead.
Thomas kills him.
Thomas kills
or,
him?
No, Chuck.
I kind of forgot what
he
happened.
Kills Chuck.
I loved Chuck. He was, like,
no, yeah, because
awesome.
Gally killed...
My favorite character.
Gally killed Chuck, and then, like, because he was secretly working for, like, the lab. Like,
what?
There was a lot of betrayal in this
No,
one.
There was.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
I was
Scorch
really
was, like,
sad
you couldn't...
Teresa.
That's when Teresa, like, really,
when Teresa,
like,
betrayed,
she got...
I was so sad because I totally shipped her with Thomas.
I love Teresa until then.
Yeah.
Well, but then, like, it was because, like, they, like, took them to the city, but then the city was, like, had the sun flare.
Yeah. So
then, and, like, that's when they figure out that, like, the sun flare, half of the people in the maze are affected with the sun flare.
Yeah.
And Newt has the sun flare, and he, like, dies in the third movie.
Yeah, and so does Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have the sun flare?
No, she, like, they were, like, you know how Thomas got shot, I think? And then she was trying to get him onto, like, the plane, but she got Thomas onto the plane, but then
the
she...
The final, it's, like, with...
Yeah, it's, like,
I
the
cried.
Final scene.
Okay, I cried in the happened.
No, same, my
so
eyes were, like, watery.
It was so dramatic.
I know, and then she, like, fell. She, like, didn't even try to get on the plane. She just, like, fell. Because the building, like, collapsed, and she just fell
with
it.
I totally forgot that happened.
Sad.
I
know.
My God.
Poor Thomas. He lost his best friend and his girlfriend.
But, like, wasn't, like, Teresa, like, working for the labs, like, the whole time?
Yeah, but then she, like...
But they get their memory back. They get their memory
they
back.
They lost their memory. Oh, so true.
Because the memory gets wiped.
Because they knew each other before they went to the maze,
because they were, like, best friends. Yeah. Like, in the first movie, when they're in the maze, they get, like, their memory start coming back.
Yeah.
I don't.
Really and there was some correlation.
Teresa lost her memory. I remember that.
All of them did. All the memories got wiped. Yeah. But there was some correlation with, like, their memories coming back and then, like, more deaths in the maze.
Okay, at the beginning, I thought Thomas and Teresa were siblings.
I did two siblings, but then they were, like, dating.
Yeah.
I'm glad they weren't, because I liked that ship.
Okay, what do we, like, rate it out of?
For
the first one.
Which one do you guys...
I like the first one.
I like the first one the best, because, like, the most simple, like, everyone was kind of...
the first one of these series is always, like, the best.
It's always the best, I mean, like, the story is, like, the most, like, rich. Rich. No, but, like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's, like, simple, but, like, it kind of, like, it's just good.
And they were all, like, friends. Like, new Thomas and...
Like, nobody was,
it's
like...
It's Minho, right?
Like, I think, like, they did too much in the next ones. Like, it was a little...
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
It was really... Because I remember, like, there's this freaky part, and so I was really, like, in the book. I don't know if it's in the movies, but in the book, like, they're with Teresa, and she's, like, a sacrifice in... They didn't cover this in the movie, but they, like, have to cross, like, this, like, desert plane to get to the city.
Yeah, they were in, like, the sand dunes in the movie, weren't they?
And then, like, halfway there, there's, like, this hut with, like, a shadowy figure. And, like, Teresa goes in, and, like, they give her memories back or something. I don't remember. It was, like, really creepy and freaked me out.
I'm really glad that they, forgive Teresa in the end, because she, like, tells them why she did it. So I'm really glad. But... I don't know. I think I like the first one best, so I think but then...
I kind of
forgot what happened in Scorch Trials, so...
I think, like, I loved the Scorch Trials. I liked it better than the Death Gear, because, like, everyone dies in the Death Gear. And, like, everyone...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And, like, the Scorch Trials had the most, like, what's it called? Backstabbing, like, a plot twist. Most plot twist, definitely. Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
That one.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you guys rate out of 5?
Like, the whole series, or
each one.
That's hard.
Yeah, that is hard.
Because I don't want to rate it too high, because, like, there's obviously better dystopian movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
But, like...
I think, like...
Like, probably, like, a 4?
I'm saying,
like, a 4.
I'm saying the first 3. One, like, a 3.5.
Yeah.
And then, like, the second one, a 3. And the last one, like a 2.
I liked 0. The last one, actually.
The last one?
I'd probably give that one, like, a 4 as well.
Oh, really?
Really?
Probably just because it was, like, the most recently that I watched it, but...
That makes sense. Yeah. I didn't like that one because, like, I was confused the whole time because I didn't follow the book. So, because I read the books first.
That's
But I didn't how Newt dies.
I hate, like, when you read the book and, like, you expect the movie to follow it,
that's
but, like,
exactly,
it doesn't follow.
Like, how
it's,
Divergent
like,
is. Do you guys read the Divergent
books?
I read
all
the first
Divergent.
One.
I read all three of them.
Like, they're,
it's
like, nothing like the movie.
It pisses me off because I used to love Divergent.
I, like, read the book and I get, like, so excited to watch the movie and then it's, like, nothing happens.
Yeah.
I think I liked the first one the best because just how you guys are saying, it's, like, the most simple. It's
like out of Divergent, Insurgent, and Allegiant. Yeah. And in Insurgent and Allegiant, like, Triss and Four are just, like, fighting the whole time.
I know, especially in the books. In the movies, they don't really fight, but...
No, but, like, in the books,
in the books, they were, like,
Triss's
always,
haircut
were,
in the movies.
Oh, my God.
Her pixie in the hand,
book,
that was
she
not
said
for,
it was onto her
that
chin.
She dies in the last book.
I know! I haven't even read that book, but I know that she dies.
I remember, like,
so,
my
like,
sister...
That, I remember,
like,
so stupid.
My sister, like, loved Divergent, and we were scared to have her watch the last movie.
Because she dies in the movie, right?
No, she doesn't die in the movie.
What?
Yeah.
And then it's fan theory that, like, because you know how, like, Will, who Christina's, like, in love with?
Yeah.
She, like, Will and Christina.
Trish shot Will.
Yeah, Trish shot Will when he was under this, like, the serum when Divergent was taking over.
You mean Dauntless?
Dauntless. but... What was it? Oh, yeah. There's this theory that, like, I hate, but it's that Four and Christina, like, get together after Trish dies.
No. Why would they make Trish die? She's, like, the main character. That, like,
no, I know. It's
and I loved Trish and Four.
And they it was when they were having an argument, too.
Oh,
that's so...
Because she, like, so she died because they needed to plant this, like, bomb, I think, like, in one of the underground tunnels. But there was another bomb planted by the erudite and Dauntless that went off while she was down there. And she, like, died and stuff.
That's so sad. But I know. Guess I like how the third book was written, how it was in, like, both of their point of views.
Yes. Oh my
I
gosh.
Did like that. That was good.
I like it when books are written in the in like both the guy and the girl's POVs.
And isn't there like a fourth book called Four?
Oh, I read that one too. It's like I about read it. It's good. It's a lot shorter. It's like a what do they call it?
It's about like
prologue or whatever. It's before.
Wait, when
it like starts off when he was a, like a new member.
Oh, when he like.
Oh, was so a new it goes initiate? Back. It's like the Hunger Games, like the ballad.
What? Yeah, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Oh, I'm gonna want to watch that.
Me too.
It hasn't come out yet, right?
No, 17th.
November
17th. November 17th.
No, but it like goes through like how when he was like, because he moved from
Abnegation.
He moves from that one to Dauntless, and then like he becomes an instructor, and then it's like from his point of view, like when he meets Triss.
In the this is so random, but in the books he's 18, right? So that's like not that big. Mm-hmm. In the movies he's 24.
What?
It's a big jump. That's, I know. It's
that's
crazy.
Like, she's 16.
Yeah.
I know.
No, because in the books, like it's a little weird, like you know, like instructor and like student.
I know that's weird.
Yeah, weird.
But they're only 2 years apart in the books. So, like she's they're but 8 then, like, years after, apart like, in the movie.
I ship them so.
I love. They're and then the so actors. Is that what you said?
The actors.
Yeah. The actors. They're so cute together.
No, I know. But she.
Oh my god. Okay, so we should probably like.
Is it?
Yeah, it's flying.
Yeah, in the first movie, I like really liked.
Let's summarize.
No, I didn't like, really
let's
like
summarize it
but, like,
for people who haven't watched it.
I felt
it.
Really bad for the mom when like Triss picked the Dauntless instead of
Abnegation. No, because both her brother went to Erudite.
Yeah,
the brother. I felt so bad for the mom.
That
really
sucks.
The
both
mom.
Of your.
I didn't really
the
like
mom.
The dad. The dad.
No, the
was,
dad. He was kind of. I don't know.
I think all dads in like Abnegation are like all the dads in the government of Abnegation are abusive because Four's dad.
Was he abusive?
No, but he,
no,
was, like,
he was like
in the movie.
He yelled.
He did.
Yeah. He got like verbally abused. Yeah, kind of. And then like Four was from Abnegation originally.
Yeah, and his dad abused him.
That yeah, was so sad. And but what was his name? It was something with
Marcus.
No, the Tobias.
Yeah, Tobias. Yeah.
Because in the book she calls him Tobias, but
yeah,
the movie,
they don't do that in the movie.
Never calls him Tobias. Because
he like doesn't like people calling him that in the movies.
Yeah, but like
I couldn't see him as Tobias.
No,
I don't know.
Like, I could, like, in Abnegation, I could, but, like, in, like,
Dauntless,
I could not.
Four. Like, that's such a, I don't know, that's, like, more.
Yeah, Four is, like, one, like,
more
one.
Of a Dauntless name than Tobias.
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay, so, like, basically, in the first movie, we should probably summarize it a little more. So,
like, basically, there's, like, four, five? Four?
The farming.
Amity. Erudite, Dauntless, Abnegation.
And then the non.
Oh, Candor.
Yeah, the
so
honesty.
So there's five.
So, like, what, okay.
And
so,
each of them have, like, a different trait.
Yeah, so explain.
So, Abnegation is, like, selflessness. And then Dauntless is bravery. Candor is, like,
honesty.
Amity is kindness. And Erudite is, like, intelligent.
And then there's the factionless. Right?
Oh, the factionless. That's just like,
who, like
it's because
like
when no
people who got kicked out of Dauntless for not making it
or
any,
anyone.
Yeah.
It's like you go through like a training period, like when you pick your
faction. when you pick your faction, you can like in the,
you go through like a training.
Yeah,
you like train like what it takes to be in that faction, and like you have a test about it.
Yeah, so like
you
there's
have
like
to, like
a ranking.
Yeah, and
like,
you. It's like top 20 was the ranking.
Yeah, there's
in the
like
movies.
30 initiates, but like the top 20 actually get a B.
And then if you get cut,
you're a faction.
Well, you have the option to go back to your old faction, but many factions don't
really?
Want. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like they're gonna like it's
because
like, they don't
it's
look
like
upon
against
you as,
like it's like
well,
against the rules like technically.
Because like the whole point is like family isn't
faction.
Blood. Faction is
faction
blood.
Faction over blood is that the
faction
thing?
Over. Yeah, faction over blood.
Yeah,
faction is family.
And there's the Divergent who are all four. Who have, like,
or,
all four traits.
Like, it's,
well,
like,
it could
it's
be,
like,
a like, any.
It's, like, a neuro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
like, you're, like,
not, like, a neuro
multiple.
Deficiency,
it's not, like, all
like,
of them. It's, like, Triss was Erudite, Abnegation,
no, Triss was 100%.
No, I know, but, like, the faction, she wasn't all of them. Because,
no,
I thought she was all of them.
I thought she lied to her to protect, I thought she lied to protect her.
No, like, she put, like, in the system, she put her in as Abnegation, but she was, Erudite, Abnegation, and Dauntless.
Oh yeah, because like the lady who was running the test, like her.
Yeah. Her, she like. She was also her brother.
Her brother, yeah, who
died
at Dauntless.
Yeah.
Because the Dauntless leaders are super. Because like they're kind of like, they're Dauntless and Erudite are kind of viewed as the most like, powerful factions. So they like banded together to find all the Divergent because, Triss's parents were hiding.
Her, like, grandma or something, her, like, great-grandma, like, had, like, a video.
Of what happens, like, beyond the wall around
there.
Yeah,
because they're,
city.
Like, all in, like, a city.
Chicago.
Like, apparently, like, all of the other world is, like, after the war, it was all destroyed. So they're, yeah. like, safe.
Yeah.
Not it's, really, but, like,
I, like,
safe.
Remember a vivid scene of where Triss's mom, like, came to Dauntless to, like, visit, but she was like, tell me what you actually got on your chest, because I don't think you
oh,
got
yeah.
indication.
Oh, that's when she was, like yeah,
because wasn't
that.
Well, because wasn't the mom...
The mom was, like, also divergent.
The mom's also divergent, but yeah. she was at Dauntless.
She went from Dauntless to Abnegation,
because it's too dangerous to be in Dauntless
as
a divergent.
Yeah. And Abnegation has, like, the most divergent, because that's, like, where it's safest.
Yeah. And that's... was her dad wasn't divergent, though, was
no.
he?
But no. he came from another one, I feel like. I forgot, though.
Kandor, I feel like?
I feel like it's either Kandor or Erudite.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Erudite, I feel like.
I feel like it might be Erudite.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, the government... the Abnegation government and Erudite government banded together, kind
no, the
of.
Dauntless.
Did I say Erudite?
You said yeah. Abnegation. Like, the Dauntless
oh.
and the Erudite...
No, but
Erudite puts, like,
but
these...
it was... Then it was Tobias's dad also wanted to be part of the...
Yeah, and he is. But, like, they put the Dauntless under a simulation, so they, like, kill all of, like, the Divergent. But, like, none of the Dauntless know what they're doing.
Because
like,
you needed a Divergent to unlock the box.
Yeah. So they needed to find, like, the 100%, which was Triss.
Which was Triss. Mm-hmm. And they did this by putting everyone under...
Yeah.
Like so a what, like a serum spell that like made them like into like a soldiers, but they weren't conscious about what they were doing, and it created a war between the factions.
Yeah, so that's what happens in like the second movie. They're like finding all the Divergents and killing all the ones that aren't, because they think that like the Divergent are dangerous, but then they find Triss, or Triss sacrifices herself
because she's living with the factionless.
Yeah,
because they uncover that like Tobias's mom.
They can't live at Dauntless. Yeah,
because like Tobias's mom. Who everyone thought died, faked her own death, and started, like, a factionless, like, army, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, but then Triss sacrifices herself, and they have to, like, go through all these tests, and she passes all of them, so then they get to open the box, right? And then...
Well, they, like, kill her doing... They, like, kill her...
They, like, kill her, but then, like, Peter saves her.
Yeah.
So she's, like... Because
he, like, switched the serums.
Yeah, because once... That happens in the book, but in the movie, it's a different... It's different because she's like, she dies while she's in one of the tests, and then, but she's not actually dead. I forgot how it happens, but she's not actually dead because Peter saved her
again. Yeah, because then they have like four.
Because they were.
Because then they have four locked up because he was like the next, because they thought, was four, four's Divergent
four's
also.
Four's Divergent as well.
He's Divergent.
Because he was like the next.
Much.
Yeah. Because she's the only 100% one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, they were planning on killing her after they opened the box, because, like, they don't think that...
they don't need her anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they think the Divergent are, like, dangerous.
And that goes into the third movie, where they kill, like... like, so in the third movie, like, Triss, Four, Christina, and... Peter, who are kind of like, they're like the group that was from Dauntless, they overthrow.
I know, I'm like a couple, I'm reading the book right now, but I'm like 20 chapters in it.
Oh, then I'm not gonna, I don't wanna like spoil it for you though.
It's okay, because I like know what happens.
Basically, like, also kind of like somewhere like the huge like plot, they just kind of like, they go beyond the wall.
Yeah, they leave, they like betray Tobias's mom and go behind the wall.
Because he realizes how controlling she... Because everyone kind of saw how controlling she was, except for Tobias.
Because she wanted to keep the factions, right? Did she?
Or no, did she wanted to keep them destroyed.
Okay.
Yeah.
But somebody wanted to keep the factions, I don't remember.
It was the founder of Amity, or whatever, the kindness one.
Well, what's her name?
I don't...
Oh, I remember her.
Well, the...
It's
the,
like... No, that's
amazing. The actress is Octavia Spencer.
Yeah. Well, what's the...
But what it was it? Amity. It was Amity and Kandor who wanted to keep the factions, and it was Amity and Kandor that wanted to keep the factions. And
it was,
then
what was her name? It was
Joanna Reeves.
Joanna.
Yes,
that's it. And she wanted to keep the factions.
Yeah, Joanna and the dude from Kandor.
Was she the? She was the leader of the little like rebellion that got them behind. Okay,
that got them behind the wall because she wanted to keep the factions, but then she also wanted to go behind the wall and see if there was like another way to obtain the piece.
I don't know.
I'm Wait, at the what part was behind the wall?
I'm at the part where they're like they're beyond the wall, but they like just got to like a city.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like people found them and they're at a city.
Yeah, so they're
okay. It's okay. You can spoil.
No,
it.
No, I don't want to. Like, it's really good. Okay. Like, you're not gonna expect. Basically,
so we can just like, but that's like basically, like,
yeah. So these people rescue them.
You can do like the point of view, like not the point of view, like the main.
So the people rescue them from this like. It's kind of like, I don't know how to explain that the place they're at. It's like this like deserted, like city. But it's kind of like a desert almost that's really dangerous to be in, called the Fringe.
And like Area 51.
What?
Where did that come from?
So like they're in the Fringe, and the Fringe is super dangerous.
Yeah.
And you figure that out, kind of why it's so dangerous in the movie. But then they go to this huge, like really, really modernized city. And like the city's been, I'm gonna say one thing, like the city, it's kind of like Maze Runner, like they're a control group. They're a big control group. So the city's been watching them, and Divergents are sent like into the city to like mess things up, kind of. Because everyone in the city is a, everyone like in the new modern city is a Divergent. Oh. And they consider, it's like, they consider you like, not pure if you're not a Divergent. Like, being Divergent is being
like,
pure.
So, like, it's, like, the opposite. It's like, where Divergents are, like...
Yeah. And then, like, stuff happens with Tristan Four, per usual.
I love Tristan Four.
Stuff happens, you know.
In the book, they're, like, not as... Or, in the book, in the movies, they're not as... I don't even know.
They're not as, like, angry with each other.
Yeah. Which is so much... Which is good. I'm glad. But...
And then Vivi, like, as you're reading, you'll find out, like, there's, like, bit that, like, doesn't even, like, scratch the surface. I love it.
Scratch the surface.
Okay. But which one? Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Which, would you rather be in Maze Runner or Divergent?
Divergent.
Ooh, Divergent.
Because, like, the Maze Runner, there's nothing really wrong with Divergent besides, like, a war.
Yeah.
So nothing really happens. But in Maze Runner,
there's a disease.
There's a disease that can kill you and turn you into like a
You're getting
zombie.
Betrayed left and right.
And like, yeah. And then there's kids getting like sent into getting into, pulled from families and sent into labs.
In mazes, there's like how many? There's like a there's multiple
there's
mazes.
Yeah,
there's
two or three. Like, and they all meet in the last movie.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. But yeah, I'd definitely rather be in.
Divergent.
Divergent.
It's not even that
Maybe
bad.
Maybe I can meet four.
Like for yes, real. Yes, I would love to.
Okay, ratings.
Yes. The first one was
good.
The first one was good.
I liked. I'm trying to think.
I kind of. What happened in the second one?
We just like talked.
The second
about
one,
it
was just like. I think I liked the first one just because it was like how you said it was just like simple.
I really didn't like the third one.
Really?
I didn't like the third one.
The second one was fine. It was just the it just one, didn't like.
I think it just like got worse.
Yeah.
I actually little secret. I never finished the third book because once Triss dies, I was.
Does she die like?
No.
Okay.
At the end.
Okay. Good.
But
So you didn't finish like five pages.
No, it was like a few. It was a good like. Well, the chapters are like.
But then it's like.
It took like 10 chapters.
Yeah.
But so it's just I like, was like what?
It's just by.
Tobias' like after- point of view, but he's like super numb. Like
that's so sad.
And like him and Christina like become really, really good friends. Mm. And then they go to her funeral.
Hopefully,
I don't know.
More.
I feel
going
like-
to a funeral with her.
Yeah.
Like what? Imagine that. Like
but they're like friends, but like
true,
just-
but
yeah.
I don't know. So I'd say
the first one was definitely my favorite.
I think the first one for me is a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, no, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
But
5 out of 5.
The second one.
It like kind of goes downhill.
It definitely gets worse as they go on.
And then like
the second one's like a three out of five.
And then the last one's like a 1 or a 2. I hate.
Oh, okay.
The last one's like a 2.
Excited to read that.
Not the book. Like the book was really good.
The movies are so.
I
much
feel like
worse.
Books betray
the,
it
makes
better.
Me so
like,
mad
they,
how
like,
much
just,
worse
because the Allegiant book and the Allegiant movie not like at all. There's so many
like,
more like characters.
A movie. I want there to be a Divergent movie where it's like the book. Exactly like the book.
Yeah.
Because, like, it gets, like, the main point, but, like, nothing happens. Like, they, like, skip over so many important things.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Last.
To summarize our ratings.
Yeah. So, for the first Maze Runner, I give it a 4.5.
I give it, 4.5.
I give it a 4.
And then the second one, I kind of forgot what happens, but I think I'm just going to give it like a 3 or 2.5.
I give it a, probably a 3.2. That's a weird number, but like, that is a weird number. I feel like it's not, like, I kind of liked it-ish.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with you.
I give it a 3.5, actually. No, 3. 3.2. You're so right.
Okay, I'll go on the 3.2 train.
And then the fourth one, I liked it. I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Third one?
The third. Did I say fourth? Oh. The third one, I give it a 3.5. The
third one, like a 2.5. Like 2.7, because like, it's almost like a 3, but it's not really there yet.
Okay, I'm going to give the third one a 2.75, close to a 3, just because there's a lot of backstabbing, and like, I didn't really know who to believe.
Wait, the second one is where all the backstabbing happens.
Well, no, it, like, but then with Teresa in the third movie.
Yeah.
She backstabbed. What? I just watched it.
I don't know. No, like, I haven't watched it in a while, but like, I feel like she, like, don't they like uncover more stuff? And then Gally comes back.
Gally's alive.
Gally's alive.
I
just, like,
I don't know. It was like, but then Teresa, really confusing. It was confusing.
Teresa and
it was hard
Thomas
to keep up with the plot.
Yeah.
Fall in love.
Well, then she like, but she like betrays everyone again.
No. I don't remember that. It's fine.
Like, Teresa was good in the, like, first movie, good. But then she kind of went downhill.
At the very end. At the very end.
She's
before
good.
She died.
She sacrifices herself. Basically, yeah. For Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for Divergent 1, I'd say 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5, definitely.
Especially the book. Sorry. This one better.
I, like, love the Divergent series. Okay,
it's so good.
Second one?
I'd say, like,
3.5. Yeah. I'd say, actually, 3.2. 3.4.
I'm going 3.25. Like, 3 and a 4. 3.25.
For what I've read of the third one, I would give it, like, a 2.5. Because there's, like, it's definitely, I don't even know. But it's definitely not as, like, I don't know.
It's not as, like,
it's not as.
Yeah.
Show, not tell, baby.
What?
Tell, not show.
What? Oh, yes. I was like, what?
I give it, like, I don't know, like, a 3.5. It wasn't, like, that good, but, like, it wasn't, like, it wasn't that good, but, like, it's, like, it was fine.
Yeah.
I'm, like, happy Triss didn't die, though, so.
Yeah, I give it dies. That's so stupid.
Last one, because she dies, I give it a 3, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe, like, a 2.5.
Okay.
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 Thank you so much for listening. That was Avery Cohen.
Ella Chang.
And Vivi Shea. Now back to the music.